Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with two young actors from Italy, and we're going to talk about their wishes and their hopes and their career. I'm here with Leo Ferrari and Leonardo Venturi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So the first good afternoon was Leo, the second good afternoon was Leonardo, so that you know. You are here together with other colleagues inside of a program called We Do, which is like a platform that is connecting and promoting young actors under 35, under 30, I don't remember.
30.
Yeah. Italian actors and actresses that need some help to get into this fantastic and shining world of movie business. So let's start with Leo. Which are your background? Which is your background?
All right, my background. Okay. I started a while ago, actually. I was back in New York, and I was 19 at the time, so 10 years ago. And I just, I was there, and I was having like a hard time figuring out what to do really in life, which is the toughest thing in the world, really, at that age.
Especially when you're 19, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I watched this film, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is an amazing film, by the way. And
so you're aiming very high. You're starting from the very top.
Yeah, I was just always so thrilled about, you know, the international kind of sphere in this world, and so I just watched this film and I just got really gobsmacked, and I was like, wow, perhaps that's what I'd like to do, right? Because I'm from an artistic family. My parents are musicians, so from there I just started, and I just got very lucky. I just moved to London, and I just graduated from the London School of Dramatic Art, and then I just travelled a bit in Italy, to Italy, Los Angeles, New York, back to London, back to Italy, and then I just started and do some filming and
some TV and some movies as well.
I did. I've worked for films, shorts, TV series, commercials, all sorts of things. Now I don't do any commercials no more. But I've done it. I've done my fair share of
work. Everybody started some place.
Especially
commercial is the first place to start.
Yeah, it's normally nice starting. So, yeah, and then I just I've got this opportunity really with Daniele Orazzi, and I didn't really know much about it, and just a friend of mine just told me, yeah, I think you might be the right guy for that, and I was like, yeah, no, there's no way I'm going to be the right guy for that.
and here we are.
Yeah,
weird. So we're not the same. Well, you see,
it's an amazing journey. So yeah.
And what about you, Leonardo?
Yeah, I was saying what you were saying before. I mean, life is weird, and I think I'm a weirdo. That's always, I start like this with performing. My mom would say that I started at 3 years old, like jumping around my house. But, you know, I think it's not just me, it's a lot of people. And I think it's important to say that it's two of us today here, but it's a whole bunch of young talents that just want to say what they think. And it's just that I have the opportunity to just come into the industry and say, hey, we are here. There's a lot of opportunities are obviously outside, but we're here to grasp them if possible, obviously. But I come from a multidisciplinary background. So I started with dance, and then I did some musical theater in Rome, but then I figured out acting and performing, and I just got struck. I think animation movies as well are part of my background, I would say. I'm a huge fan of Ratatouille, and always say that, just because storytelling is something that I'm really passionate about. It's not something that is straightforward, but it kind of connects with everyone in a different way. And so later on I got the chance to study acting, and as well I went to the UK in Leicester. I just graduated from the Montfort University, when I did a bit of not just acting but also filmmaking, a bit of like thinking about not just screenwriting but also production design. So it helped me understand all different areas of this beautiful industry, and I think it's really important for me to say that, because we're actors, but it's important to
know where you get it. what you get yourself into, you know. So exactly. Once that you know it, and you know which are the pros and cons and difficulties and the nice and the less nice aspects of the job, the better. I mean, it's better for.
Yeah,
it's easier to move forward. And which are your ambitions, both of you? I mean, what would be your favorite next step?
My personal favorite next step would be, like, I've always been like, you know, work with people that I really admire, and I've been quite fortunate so far, and hopefully I'll be able to continue this thing called career, let's call it that way. But it's just it's all about having fun, really. I don't really know about working with you know, climbing mountains and all that. I mean, if that happens, I'm fine with that, but it's all about the work, really. It's all about the passion that I feel about it, this thing that really, I mean, it happens, and if it happens, let it happen. So working with a nice director, nice actors that really inspires me to do the work, I think that's my priority so far.
I agree with Leo. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Leo. It's like the Spider-Man meme. It's like pointing Andrew Garfield to Tom Holland. Remember that? It's like, oh, the Spider-Man meme. I'm obviously Andrew Garfield.
Well, actually, honestly, to be Italian and having such good English as a second language is a good help. And I think it puts you, both of you, in a spot that's slightly more, it's slightly easier to be liked than other of your colleagues, because the internationality of this job is,
yeah,
it's a must.
I think we both were really intrigued into the international industry, and like getting out. I think, like, what I can say also, like, to all the people listening, maybe like young actors and young actresses, is just like, it's important to any, it's scary, because I think like when you go to another country and you don't know the language, it's so scary, but just do the jump, because it's important to just look things differently, to know a different like area of the industry, and to get inspired, not to our beautiful culture, because Italy, we all know, is not there.
Yeah,
have time.
But you know, the fact is that like the biggest part of this industry is English speaking. So
100%,
and the largest amount of money comes from
yes.
US or UK. So you need to enter that circle,
and you never know what happens. As Leo was saying, is I think, as well as you were saying, Leo, it's getting inspired by the people I'm working with, I would work with in the future, is what I would treasure the most, because again, this industry is about collaborating with each other. So
yeah, you're right. In any single interviews we do, the actor says the thing that you just said, that the success of a movie, the of the quality of a movie, comes from like 90% from the group work, the teamwork, and the crew work. So, and the connection, the mental and intellectual connection between the members of the crew, the other actors. So it's, I think it's like part of the job. It's part of the mechanics of the job.
100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Yeah, and now, definitely. Well, you know, maybe through you could be our, so, to all producers listening to Fred Radio, please remember those names. Remember those names, remember those names. Leonardo Venturi and Leo Ferraro, which are just here in front of me, want to start and continue their career in the largest and most successful possible way. Did you ever? You did musical theater, Leonardo.
I did musical theater. I also did Ernesto. I did a film feature, and it's really, I always like to tell this story, because it was a zero budget production that we did with some friends in Rome, but it ended up being distributed in the UK and in America, because the distributor just looked at it via the directors. There are Giacomo Raffaelli and Alicia De Luca, and it was incredible, and it was actually in Italy. It featured in the Rome Independent Film Festival 2020 during a pandemic, and that was, I know it wasn't the best thing, but it was
still
really powerful, because you know when you have, I think it, you know, Leo as well, it's just like, you know when you have that fire inside, there's the necessity of telling a story, and that's what we had. We just literally had no budget, no production. We just took a camera and we just shot it. We didn't mean like anything. Obviously, it's the story of like a man finding himself, a young adult finding himself. But it wasn't the first thing, but we had to do it because we felt the need to just tell this story. And it happened to be like to go to UK and the US, and it was like struck. I was completely struck. And again, it's in Italian, but the importance of internationality, and you never know what could happen.
Those are the events that makes you love this job, right?
100%.
And makes you understand that commitment as is the key, because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. So, guys, I wish you all the best. I wish you to have you here in a couple of years' time and at this, in this desk, talk about a movie in the international competition of the Venice Festival, for
thank
example.
You. Wow. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So thanks a lot to Leo Ferrari and Leonardo Venturi, two actors from Italy, English-speaking, very well bred, as we can say, professionally, of course, professionally. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for
We Do, and Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.